Lord, a hand clap, huh? Give him some praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. While you're clapping your hands, turn to your neighbor and give him a big grin. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. It's okay to do it now. Turn to your neighbor and give him a big smile. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Raise your cheeks. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Really is. In Jesus' name. Appreciate Pastor Greeley. Amen. We are friends in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. I enjoy being here. I'm just turning to him a little early. I'm glad to have me in. Praise God. Hallelujah. And boy, the house is looking good. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, y'all could have clapped for yourself a little bit more than that. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, smack your hands, baby. Black your hands. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The house is full. Amen. It's always wonderful to come back and see faces I don't recognize. Amen. That means there's growth. In Jesus' name, I just want to encourage you. Amen. Amen. If you don't get here early, you're about to lose your seat. Hallelujah. Amen. 10:30 prayer was good in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Always good to get the house of the Lord early. Amen. Good thing. I see people growing. Praise God. Reaching out. Amen. That's what church is all about. Amen. Somebody say, that's what church is all about. It really is. Amen. Hallelujah. So turn to your neighbor and say, yeah, and you're ready to go a little bit deeper. Amen. Look at your neighbor. Amen. I know my tie is okay, but it's just a Walmart brand. In Jesus' name, I think. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just excited. God's good. How many want to go to heaven? Okay, that's good. Almost every hand is raised. Praise the Lord. Amen. Poke your neighbor like this and say, if you have made up your mind, I'm moving to another chair. Amen. How many want to go to heaven? Raise your hand. Wave it. Praise the Lord. There you are. Hallelujah. I see a few more hands in Jesus' name. Amen. God is good. He's a wonderful God. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands. Let's pray right now. All the way. Come on, open your mouth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. God, I love you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You have the Holy Ghost. Just go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. God, I worship you, Lord Jesus Christ, right now. We declare the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that by the name of Jesus, we, oh God, stand in authority, oh God, over the prince of this city, over this town, over Montville, over Uncasville, in Jesus' name. We declare the glory of the Lord in this house in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare, oh God, peace that passes all understanding. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the favor of God that's moving in this place in the name of Jesus. The glory of the Lord that's in this house in Jesus' name. Amen. We come against every spirit in Jesus' name of hindrance right now. We take authority over every unseen spirit and every seen spirit. We glorify your name, Lord God. We thank you now for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord God, for the waters of baptism in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name for deliverances in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody clap their hands unto the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Glad to be here in the house of the Lord. Amen. Luke 19:10. How many are going to help me preach this morning? Hallelujah. Wave your hand if you're going to help the preacher preach this morning. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That's good. In Jesus' name. Amen. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Amen. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. How many know that there is, we have a very active God. His name is Jesus. Amen, amen. If you don't know, you're not here by yourself. You're not here accidentally. Amen. I know it's church time. Amen. But there isn't a God. His name is Jesus, and he's constantly 24/7 seeking people. So in Jesus' name, I want to preach to you from this subject. He is looking for you. He's looking for you. Would you tell four people around you he's looking for you? Come on, get a little excited about it. Say, he's looking for you. I didn't say the FBI. Hallelujah. I said, he's looking for you. Clap your hands unto the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. You are in an apostolic church. Amen. Where do you get that from, Brother Crowder? Acts 2 and 42. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not just about the building, although the core, amen, is beautiful. The landscape is beautiful in Jesus' name. But that's not the church. The church, amen, are the people that have participated, amen, in the gospel message as taught in the book of Acts. Well, hallelujah. And I want you to know, amen, amen, I'm glad for every guest that's here, glad for you that have been here, that have supported this ministry, amen, amen, far beyond before they ever got into this building, amen. There's history about this church I don't even know of. I do know there was a storefront at one time, amen. Some of these are just long-termers. You couldn't pull them out of here with a herd of bulls. Praise the Lord. Now, I don't know where you find bulls in Connecticut, but amen. But if you could find them, they could not pull, amen, them out of here. Oh, praise the Lord. If you're one of them, look at your neighbor and say, I'm one of them in Jesus' name. Amen. Why would you say that? Because we live in a time of tragedy and, amen, a lot of mental stress. Amen. There's healing that's needed in the house today. But I guarantee you the greatest healing, amen, is in the mind that's needed. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm saying in the name of Jesus, our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we're able to ask or even think. Oh, hallelujah. So when he says, amen, come to seek and save that which is lost, there's more to that word than what it seems. Would you clap your hands? You can be seated in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't sit down on God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now I'm going to tell you that, amen, he came to seek and to save, amen, that which is lost. Save, amen, comes from the original language is sozo, and sozo means to save. I want everybody in this place to know that God wants you to be complete. He just doesn't want you to be just a church body, amen, making double impressions on the pew, amen. He wants you to be whole. He wants you to be complete. Oh, hallelujah. I say in the name of Jesus, amen, save means to deliver. It means to protect. It means to preserve. It means to be healed. Amen. To every child, every man, every woman, hallelujah. God wants you to be healed completely, spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. Somebody say complete. Come on, somebody say complete. Come on, poke your neighbor, say, come on, use your mouth, say complete. He wants you to be complete. Oh, hallelujah. And we'll tell you in the name of Jesus. He wants, amen, you to be complete. And he came for that purpose. He didn't give us, amen, he come to give us just a holiday, Easter, Christmas, or anything like that. Amen. You are sought by God, amen, so he can make you complete. And me complete. I want you to know that in the craziness of this world, there's a lot of craziness that goes on. Amen. And more so as time goes on. Amen. Things that, amen, you can complain about in society. Amen. The decline of morals. And all of these are the reason why he came. He came, amen. Those things are really signposts of why Jesus came. Oh, hallelujah. Now, in a place like this, in a morning like this, in a time, we just don't come, amen, to take up time. When we come, amen, there's a goal that Jesus has. Hallelujah. For people to enter into the kingdom of God. To my left is baptism of water. If you've never been baptized exclusively in the name of Jesus, you should be baptized in water today. If you've only been sprinkled, amen, amen. You need to be baptized. If you don't know how you were baptized, you need to be baptized. Why, Brother Crowder? Because that's the only way biblically for your sins to be removed. Notice I didn't say liturgy. Notice I didn't say, amen, some type of religious book. Amen. Amen. You cannot build a bypass around the Bible. Well, praise the Lord. You believe you're in a church where, amen, apostolic means we follow the teachings of the apostles who were the students of Jesus. Amen. They were the ones that the Lord worked with, amen, confirming the word with signs following. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is here. That's why you are, amen, feeling what you're feeling in this atmosphere. But, amen, it's important to understand what the apostles taught. Hallelujah. Because you got to have that whole package, amen. You're not here, amen. We're not here to receive a religious package. We are here, amen, to make way to heaven. Which way, amen, is narrow. It's a straight way. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you that in Jesus' name, Jesus came to save us, amen, from the world. The Bible tells us, amen, in 1 John, the 5th chapter and the 19th verse, that the whole world lieth in wickedness. The whole world does. Amen. These things that we've, these things that we've named out, some things that the craziness of the world, drugs, alcohol, and all those are indicators and symptoms of a dying and lost condition. I'm going to tell you that God came and has given us, amen, God didn't come to give us the spirit of fear. I said, God didn't come to give us the spirit of fear, 1 Timothy, amen, 1 and 7. But he came, amen, to give us, amen, a power and love and a sound mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah 61, verse 3, and it says that in that verse that he put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen. Heaviness is the old English word, but the new word would be despair or depression. Amen. All of these are symptoms of a world that lies in wickedness. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, friend of mine, amen, we're to be in the world, but not of the world. Hallelujah. I said, we're not to be ruled by the world, friend of mine. I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, this isn't just about religion. This is about being released in God. Hallelujah. And, amen, Psalm 27, verse 9, amen, that Paul wrote, and he said, David wrote, hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me. Amen. O God of my salvation. And when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. What do you mean, Brother Crowder? Amen. That describes, amen, the spirit of rejection. Hallelujah. The spirit of rejection. There's a lot of people that feel rejected nowadays. Hallelujah. I'm telling you in the name of Jesus that a lot of people feel rejected. And, amen, that's part of the stress that goes on. And I'm going to tell you in Jesus' name, amen, those type of things, the things that we name, are not, amen, relegated to a certain class, are not relegated to certain sections of the country or certain types of people. You'll find it everywhere that you go. Hallelujah. And so then in the name of Jesus, I want to tell you that there's no segment, there's no station in life that is not, amen, affected by these things. It could be drugs. It could be alcohol. But I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, there's a God that has come, amen, to seek and to save that which is lost. Go ahead and clap your hands unto the Lord. Come on, go ahead and clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me push that, amen, that button a little bit more. Amen. There's not one person that doesn't know how, amen, to be rejected. We live in a world, friend of mine, where people are separated. Amen. They think that God is angry at them. Amen. And here we're reading that if a king is experiencing, he's begging God, he's saying, don't forsake me. I said, don't forsake me. But I want you to know when you're in that condition, you can feel like, amen, God doesn't care about you, that God doesn't want you. And when you get that confirmed by a spouse or that confirmed, amen, by a boss, hallelujah, I'm going to tell you that in Jesus' name, you can start applying those things that I knew it. I knew it. Hallelujah. But in the name of Jesus, I'm saying God is here right now. Go ahead, lift your hands and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Give God some praise for a moment. Come on, give God some praise for a moment in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Come on, give him some praise for a moment in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, this is why we're here. This is why Jesus has come. I say, Jesus, amen, is in this house. Come on, somebody's going through the exact same thing that I have named about. Don't you hold back. Don't you hide yourself under those curls. Don't you hide yourself behind your suit. Come on, you need to lift up your hands and give God the praise right now. Come on, ma'am, in the corner. Come on, sir, in the middle. I'm saying there's a God, hallelujah, who is searching for you in the name of Jesus. And he's seeking and he wants to save that which is lost. Come on, let's go a little bit further. Your money's not going to save you. Your education's not going to save you. Your good looks, sir and ma'am, not going to save you. But there's a God that's going to save you. And today's the day. Woo. Let me go a little further. Hallelujah. Amen. These are symptoms of sin. I say all these things are symptoms of sin. The Bible tells us, amen, in Isaiah 59 verse 2. Isaiah 59 verse 2. It says, amen, your iniquities, amen, separate you from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah, I want to put those up. Amen. Your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Hallelujah. Amen. Jeremiah, the 5th chapter and the 45th verse. The 25th verse. That your sins have withholding good things from you. See, God is a good God. I say, God is a good God. Hallelujah. I say, God is a good God. But I want you to know in this nice package congregation, in Jesus' name, you need to understand that God's not just a general God. God is here to be your God. I said, God is here to be your God. Look at somebody and say, God is fighting for you right now. Come on, somebody didn't move their hand. I said, God's fighting for you right now. Oh, hallelujah, God. And I'm saying in the name of Jesus, amen, the king knew what he was experiencing. Amen. He was experiencing things that would like to trap him in a past. Hallelujah. Would like to take away his vision. It's not always, amen, the sweet spot with David. There are times that David had to encourage himself in the Lord. And I'm telling you in the name of Jesus that everything that you need right now in the name of Jesus is in this place right now. There are times when faith seems like it's gone. There's times, amen, that clouds come over you. But I'm going to tell you, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. But, amen, all things are possible to Him that believeth. Somebody smack their hands together. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, amen, specifically came to remove that sin condition. I say that's why He came. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I'm speaking against somebody's resume. I'm speaking against, amen, somebody that said you're useless. Amen. That you're not worth nothing. I'm speaking, amen, against some voices that are in some of your minds that are saying you're worthless. I rebuke that demon in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, church. Oh, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. When we come together and praise the Lord, we're a big war machine. We have victory. The devil's under our feet. Somebody's, amen, about to die. Somebody, amen, is, amen, is fighting a suicidal spirit. But in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of the Lord, He's a strong tower. Somebody give God the praise right now. Come on, somebody lift up your hands and say, the Lord is here to take me up. Somebody say, the Lord is here to take me up. The Lord is here to take me up. Hallelujah. I want to say that Jesus is your answer. That's evidence in the gospel. The blind men, in two different instances, Mark, the 8th chapter and the 23rd verse. You don't have to put that up, amen. Mark 10 and 49, amen. Blind men, amen. The optometrist couldn't do it. The ophthalmologist couldn't do it. But God knows, amen, how to heal a blind man. Are you listening to me? Oh, praise the Lord. This is not the first church of fairy tale stories. Hallelujah. I'm saying in the name of Jesus. Amen. It may not look like it right now. Hallelujah. But in the record book, amen, you're probably sitting down the row from somebody, oh, praise the Lord, that got a miracle. Hallelujah. When they spoke the name of Jesus. I know you're here. I said, I know you're here. I said, I know you're here. Come on, if you got a miracle in this place, why don't you jump up and give God some praise right now? Come on, that's right, Maritza. Just go ahead and praise Him right now. Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Visitor, that's the presence of the Lord. When the people of the Lord say so, I'm going to tell you, hallelujah, God. Amen. There's no devil that can hold us back. Somebody give God some praise right now. Come on, somebody, come on, what about over here? Oh, praise the Lord. There are people who have gotten financial miracles. There are people who have gotten physical miracles. Amen. Some of you would have lost your mind had it not been for God. Give Him some praise, somebody. Come on, lift up your voice. Wave your hands. Stop your feet. Come on, teenager. Come on, give God some praise. I say, give God some praise. Come on, Caitlin, praise the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Woo. Be seated, get ready to jump back up. I don't mind being interrupted. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. There were people that were abused by the devil. That's all he knows how to do. They were even possessed by the devil. But when Jesus came, I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, we don't have a perfunctory Jesus. Amen. We don't have a Jesus that can just touch you a little bit. Amen. Heal you a little bit. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. There's more here than Hail Marys and amen, genuflexes. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of us, amen, we begin to worship the Lord and praise the Lord. We'll jump up. We don't care what you're thinking about, because in the name of Jesus Christ, some of them are married. Oh, praise the Lord, because God healed their marriage. Some of them, amen, hallelujah, God gave them a whole mind in the name of Jesus Christ. I say he's here right now. Woo. I said, Jesus is here right now. When Jesus walks into the door, not everybody recognized him. Oh, praise the Lord. But to the hungry and to the thirsty, oh, praise the Lord. You're going to make up your mind. If Jesus seeks you, you need to seek him back. Amen. Come on, somebody help me a little bit. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That dude you're laying with, amen, he may be good for that 10 minutes. But when you're done, amen, all the problems that you're going to encounter, come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus Christ. We live in a world where the religious world has allowed anything that goes. I'm going to tell you what, but God's church, hallelujah, is without spot, is without wrinkle or any such thing. I thought I'd get two amens out of that. Hey, heaven's not a dirty place. Heaven is a pure place. Heaven is a righteous place. Heaven is a holy place. And he's a holy God. Oh, yeah, listen to me. Come on, every hit teenager ought to know this. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your phone has become a hell phone. Your phone don't need to be a hell phone. Hallelujah. Taking nasty pictures. Amen. Looking at nasty movies. Amen. You got to have something on the inside that says, I want to go to heaven. Come on, I feel like preaching right now in the name of the Lord, because the devil has been coming against some of you. Hallelujah. This is not a place for you to just drop anchor. Amen. Or on some occasion, oh, praise the Lord, so you have a nice looking Christian something on your resume. Amen. This is about life and life more abundantly. I'm not trying to be mean, but I feel like this. He told him, the devil is a liar. You need to understand that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he not said it, and shall not he do it? Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody up in here has learned that, amen, that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Come on, you sought after your money. You sought after that girlfriend you didn't have no business with. Oh, praise the Lord. You sought after Bitcoin. You sought after crypto. You sought after everything. And you're going to come up in here, oh, praise the Lord, and lay all on this? No, in the name of Jesus, the righteous scarcely be saved. Where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? What I'm saying is, Jesus, amen, he took something on the cross. He took all your hurts, all your pains, all your distractions. Poke your neighbor and say, he's talking about you. Come on, somebody, come up here. Somebody poke me in the elbow. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, God took your depression on him, all your griefs and all your sorrows. Oh, praise the Lord. When you look at Calvary, amen, and how ugly Calvary is, amen, it's not just about the pictures. Let's show a little bit of blood here and let's show a little bit of cut here. Amen. He was...
amen, beat beyond. Are you listening to me, young man? He was beat beyond the recognition of a human being. Why are you saying that, Brother Crowder? Because, amen, that's how bad the sin is. We all live under camouflage. But after, amen, amen, if it's not a well done, thy good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. You don't just get it, amen, because you get your name on the church roll. Oh, praise the Lord. It's full court press. It's hunger. It's thirst. Oh, praise the Lord. Your job won't matter. Your resume won't matter. In fact, your position won't matter. The only thing will matter is whether or not you were a lover of Jesus. Now listen to me. Those that took that way, I didn't take it. Oh, praise the Lord. It's impossible to love God from heaven's point of view. You can love God any kind of way in the chicken yard. But from heaven, oh, praise the Lord, you've got to have your sins washed away. Oh, praise the Lord. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen. It's not repeat the praise. It's do the praise. What's that name? That name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and give God some praise right now. Come on, some of y'all can holler better than that. Some of y'all, come on. Some of y'all can dance better than Joel can. Come on. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your hands and give God some praise for a moment. Come on, every person in this place. Come on, you can do your text messages later. Come on, full armpit praise. We'll worry about the air and extra dry later. Come on, full armpit praise. Hallelujah. Come on, sir, don't let your wife outpraise you. Come on, son, lift up your hands. Come on. Some of y'all need to give some catch-up praise. I'm glad for 10:30 prayer, but that ought not be your first prayer in the day. Come on, somebody. Lift up your hands. Open your mouth. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Somebody surrender right now. I plead the blood right now. Come on, friend of mine, in the name of Jesus Christ. If when you lift up your hands, all you can see is dollar signs, you need to pray until you see blood signs. Lift up your hands right now. Come on, somebody, never hold a fist to God. Lift up your hands. Come on, young people, I'm going to tell you that basketball scholarship ain't going to mean a dime to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice, somebody. Come on, people. This is the Apostolic Lighthouse. Come on, sweetheart. Lift up your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We don't go to heaven in groups. We go to heaven one by one. We go to heaven. You don't go to heaven based on your pastor's recommendation. You go to heaven because you love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Come on. Lift up your hands, young lady. Oh, praise the Lord.
Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Give it, amen, 2 more seconds in the name of the Lord. The promises of God are yea, and in Christ, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Don't stop crying, Sister Brown. Don't wipe those tears in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, sweetheart. You'll be glad that you broke that negative peer pressure. Oh, praise the Lord. Nobody ought to cause you to shut your mouth when you understand you don't get the sweets of gold here. You get that on the other side. You don't get the pearls of gates here. You get it on the other side. Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody smack their hands together like you really mean it. Yeah.
smack her. Come on, sweetheart. Woo! Somebody help the man holler a little bit. Woo! You know why Jesus has to come speaking? I'm going to read my lips. You and I were the ones that were lost in sin. You weren't looking for God. He was looking for you. In the name of Jesus, that angel dust, amen, promised you some things. Oh, praise the Lord. It may look good, sound good. It may make you a little bit woozy. But when your brain starts deteriorating, amen, the state can give out marijuana like it's candy. But when that marijuana causes you to lose your ability to make money and lose your bodily functions, oh, praise the Lord, I'm going to tell you, this is a church without spot. Hey, we need to appreciate the church more than what we ever had before. Listen to me, somebody. Oh, praise the Lord. This is not like, amen, a Ruby Tuesdays. You just can't go down and say, amen, church like broccoli and church like lettuce and church like carrots. Oh, praise the Lord. And I don't care how you mix it up in your mind, you better make sure you love this book. Oh, praise the Lord. Because there's a lot, I said there are a lot of religious liars. Not trying to be rude. Oh, praise the Lord. Sometimes, amen, we give more attention to trying to get that fine car and that nice outfit and that plastic surgery than we do, amen, amen, about the most valuable thing that you have. Are you watching my lips? And that's the part that you can't see. That's not the part that you wipe. That's not the part that you brush. That's not the part, oh, praise the Lord, that you provide a house for. I'm telling you in the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. If you're not baptized in Jesus' name, or you don't know how, or if they baptized you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, I'm going to tell you, you need to make up your mind. Oh, praise the Lord. Because it's not one or the other or both. Oh, praise the Lord. You're not covering all bases. It's amen. You better call the name, better learn how to call the name of Jesus. Because when that cancer comes, how's your hips do? Shift them. Are you doing good? Oh, praise the Lord. You know what that was? Listen to me. Have a seat. Oh, praise the Lord. You think you got to have a tie and a 3-piece suit to get a miracle? Oh, praise the Lord. Sometimes that stuff messes you up. Oh, praise the Lord. Some of you that got positions, some of you that sit in this pew, amen. Somebody begs you, amen, to come to church. Oh, praise the Lord. You ought to pay them to come to church. Why? Because these pews don't save you. When somebody lays hands on you, you need to forget about your, amen, $300 hairdo and say, lay your hands on me. This is why. Because without the Holy Ghost, you can't go nowhere. Listen to me. It's not cast for the Holy Ghost. Well, my grandma didn't believe it like that. And my past preacher didn't believe about that. Amen. I'm going to tell you in the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. We're preaching out of this book. Amen. Where some fought lions. Some were in the night and the day in the deep. Oh, praise the Lord. Some were in fastings often. Some among false brothers. Some among, amen. Amen. Good brethren. Oh, praise the Lord. Because, and one said, I press for the mark of the high call of God. Now look, I'm going to give an altar call here. But see, in the name of the Lord, this is not about a catechism and you come and do the check marks. Oh, praise the Lord, and give your quarter in the offering. I'm saying it's going to cost you to get to heaven. It's going to cost you. It cost him everything to get you into the kingdom of God. Are you listening to me, young lady? It cost him everything. But it's going to cost you everything to get through the back door of the kingdom of God. It's relatively easy to get into the kingdom. You mean water and spirit? I don't understand. You mean just accept the Lord as your personal Savior? Where's that in the Bible? Not even biblical terminology. Yet, on the airwaves. I don't care if you put nice music to it. I don't care if you put it in a stadium. Oh, praise the Lord. You got to read that book. That's not how you got to be an engineer, dude. You read the book. Don't tell me A squared plus B squared equals D squared. Oh, praise the Lord. You look at me like I'm dumb. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, don't you build my house. You won't even put a bathtub in my house. You won't even clean the drain in my house. Thinking like that. Look at your neighbor and say, I think you're a little too clogged up. Some of y'all don't want to say nothing. See, he came seeking. He came searching. This is not a place where you need to come up with your proud self, with your nice, amen, 9 West Pump, LEGG stockings, amen, poked in the hole behind the toe, amen. You'd be wearing those open toe shoes. Don't fool me. You got those clothes and shoes so you don't, amen, have to buy a new pair of stockings. You can just ball it up, amen, with a knot and put it by your big toe, and nobody knows the difference. And all the ladies said, amen. Please listen to me. I'm not trying to be funny here. But when Jesus Christ, I'm trying to get somebody in this place that you're friends. Friends don't let friends go to hell. Friends, amen, are those that say, come on, pray with me. When's the last time you spoke in tongues? What do you mean, speaking in tongues? You don't say that about your baby. You Spanish mothers didn't have a baby come out speaking in Spanish. You really mothers didn't have your baby coming out speaking in English. Oh, praise the Lord. When they came born, guess what came first? The water. When you had that big old bubble there, that's because that baby naturally was baptized in water. Do you know in the first chapter of Amen, in Genesis, the earth was baptized in water. Baptism has been all the way through the scriptures. You mean they're going to be baptized in Jesus' name? When did you get your name? Everybody said, all the sopranos said, when I was born. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Come on, some of you spouses, I could have said wives, but some of you spouses holler louder than that at your spouse. Somebody say, when I was born.
When I was born.
Did you hear that? When I was born.
When I was born.
Come on, get your stocks and bonds and your Bitcoin out of your mouth. Say it, born.
Born.
So water comes first. When you're Chinese, Japanese, in between, redneck, fuchsia, black, white, in between. North Pole, South Pole. Woo! Look at your neighbor and say, that includes you, sweetheart. Don't say sweetheart, somebody else's wife now. Listen to me. Then when they come out, you don't care if their head's crooked, their ears are too big, their forehead's like a block, cinder block. You say, that's my baby. And that way, go ahead and laugh. That's all right. But praise the Lord. Look back some baby pictures. Amen. You'll see what I'm talking about. Why would he do all that? Why do I have to go through all that? Watch my lips, because he bore your sins. He knows every time you start to pull the trigger or reach for the knife or jump off that bridge. He knows every time, amen, you lost it and shame got a hold of you. He knew every time you were unfaithful to your job, to your spouse, to God. But he died for the sins, not just for one's family, not just for this church, but for the whole world. Don't you dry those tears, for the whole world. Oh, praise the Lord. And when you understand that in the name of Jesus, you'll say, you won't go 3 months, amen, right there, say, I don't understand why God won't give me the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. You get out of that bed of fornication. I'm going to tell you what, it's the loving God with all your heart. No lies. It's not worth it. It's not a religious market. It's going to take you all your heart and all your soul. The Holy Spirit is here right now. Everybody in here, in Jesus' name, lift up your hands all the way. And all the way right now. Don't put your head down. Put your head up. Come on. Come like a little baby. Come on, mamas, don't come like mamas. Daddies, don't come like daddies. Lift up your head right now in the name of the Lord God. If you've never received the Holy Ghost before, in the name of Jesus, if you've never been baptized before, come on, lift up your head. Don't look around. Don't just close your eyes to satisfy this preacher. Come on, in the name of the Lord God, there's a God that's examining your heart. Come on, you that know better, would you let your voice out? Don't think your prayer, sir. Speak your prayer. Come on, speak it out loud. Come on. He's still here. Come on right now. In the name of Jesus. I take authority over this altar call. I take authority over every word. In the name of Jesus. Hey, in the name of the Lord God. God is in this place. In the name of the Lord. Would you cry out to the Lord? Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Somebody repent. Somebody say, God, I need you right now. Every man, every woman. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, cry out to the Lord. He's here. Come on. Come on, somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Would you reach over and take the hand of your neighbor and lift up that hand? And would you pray? Come on, reach over if you can legally do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, something's happened in this place. Will you reach over, take your neighbor by the hand? Don't take it like they're poison. Take them by the hand, lift it, and go ahead and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. God is in this place. There are people that are hungry here. There are people that are thirsty here. Come on, don't let that devil drive you out. He doesn't have that ability. You can get as much of what God as you want. Come on, in the name of the Lord God. Lift up your head, young man. Lift up your head, grandpa. Lift up your head right now. Surrender. Get the gum out your mouth. Lift up your head right now. Call upon the name of the Lord. Come on, young man, in the name of Jesus. Don't nobody distract nobody. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost. God, in the name of Jesus, let there be a mighty flow of your spirit. Let there be a mighty flow of your spirit. If you've never received the Holy Ghost before, make sure you repent. Repent right now. Repent right now. Repent right now. Open your mouth. Just don't think it in your mind. Don't think you're going to sit here week after week, month after month, and don't do nothing in church. I don't care who you are. Amen. And lift up your hands and think that you're going to get it like snap, crackle, pop. You've got to want it with all your heart. Lift up your hands. I wish I had some praying people right now. I wish I had some hungry people right now. Come on, let that broken heart. He said blood. He said tears of blood. He said blood. They may come forth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, lift up your voice in the name of the Lord. Come on, all by yourself. Come on, don't interrupt nobody. Lift up your hands right now in the name of the Lord God. If you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, don't stay there. Step to this altar right now. Step to this altar right now. If you were sprinkle baptized, step to this altar. You need to be baptized. If you've never been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, today is your day. Hallelujah. Thank you for calling me Brother Crowder. But Crowder's my middle name. Amen. Jesus is my last name. The only way you can get it is through baptism. Lift up your hands right now, somebody. Lift up your head in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on. I'm asking my push prayers to push. I'm asking every person in the name of the Lord God. If God baptize us with honesty. Baptize us with honesty right now. Baptize us with honesty. Come on, everybody, stand to your feet. Lift up your head right now. Don't put your head down. Put your head up in the name of Jesus Christ. He's in this room right now. I said he's in this room right now. Lift up your head. Close your eyes in the name of the Lord. Come on, like a little child. In the name of Jesus. That's right, ma'am. Don't wipe those tears. Let them flow right now in the name of the Lord God. In the name of Jesus, every eye closed in the name of the Lord God. Amen. Every eye closed in the name of Jesus. There are people that are hungry in this room. There are people that are hungry that you know, hey man, I've got to get something settled by God, with God. You may have received the Holy Ghost before, but you've got to get something settled this morning. Because God doesn't stop seeking after you, amen, after you get the Holy Ghost. He wants you to go all the way. He wants you to make it. Amen. Does that make sense? When you brought that baby into the world, oh, praise the Lord, you put $200,000 in a prop in today's money, amen, to get them from 0 to 18 years old. More than that, oh, praise the Lord. You didn't scrap about it, amen. You worked 2 jobs, amen. You stayed up late at night. You taught them schoolwork because you wanted your child, amen, to in this world succeed. By the name of Jesus Christ, every eye closed right now. Lift up your head in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Step on out right now. Come on to this altar in the name of the Lord. Come on, the name of Jesus. Every person in this place, hallelujah. You know you don't have the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Step out. But if you have the Holy Ghost, step out in the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Come on, with all my prayers. Come on, lift up your hands. Come on, somebody run down to this altar. Here they come in the name of the Lord. They're coming in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift up your hands. Come with your hands lifted up. Come and stand right around this pulpit in the name of the Lord. Come from the back. Come from the sides in the name of Jesus Christ. Come with your hands lifted up. Come reaching out. Come on, ma'am. Come. Come with the tears in your eyes. Come. Lift up your hands. Come on, sir. Right now, come as close as you can. Come as close as you can. Come off the wall. Get as close to the pulpit as you can. Come, son. Come. Oh, praise the Lord. Come. Daughter, amen. Put away your hell phone. Come, lift it up your hands in the name of the Lord. Open your mouth. Come on, begin to cry out to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Yalla ba da da ba ba shika da da ba ba ya ka da da ka da.